Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Beis. We're starting the sixth perek. The Mishnah says, "Hamaycha peiris lechaveri v'zorim v'leitzamchu v'afilu zerapishin enechayim berchiusan." Someone who sells peiris like wheat or barley to his friend, and he's using the wheat, the barley to plant, and he plants and they don't grow because they are defective seeds. I feel the Zerapish, and even if he sold them flax seeds and they didn't grow, he's not chayim because he could say, I didn't know that you wanted it to plant. I thought you were buying the wheat and the barley to eat. And even flax seed, which rave people do not eat, rave people only use it for planting. But still, the Mishnah says that since it could be sold for eating, we'll see in the Gemara, and that's what the Rishbam brings, like Shmuel. We'll see in the Gemara how it fits into the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But even Zera Pishtan, which Roiv is for Zriya, but still you could say that I sold it to you for Achila, and it doesn't matter that there were defective Zera. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I meant Zerei Negina Sheni Necholim, but if you sold them Zerei Negina, garden seeds that are inedible, so that can only be used for planting, then Chayi Bar Chirusan, if they didn't grow, Yechayi Bar Chirusan, there's nothing else that could have been done with the seeds, and therefore Yechayi Ben Achrayis. And we'll see in the Gemara in the next spot, like the Rishbam says, that even though he planted it and they got ruined now, but still that's the Meicher's fault because, of course, if he's selling them, he's selling it for planting. But there's a Machlokes Yishayim because Teis asked Akasha that the Gemara is the Mishnah's mashma that you bought the peiros and you bought the seeds and you planted them and they didn't grow, so that automatically means that they're defective. But Teis asked that the Gemara says in Bava Metzia in the ninth perek, that if somebody has a field, let's say, which he owes rent for the field, but it didn't grow, so there was a question about there. The Gemara says that he could still plant. Maybe the reason why it didn't grow is because he planted in the wrong season. The timing wasn't right. So the question is, how do we know from the fact that it didn't grow that the seeds were defective? Maybe the fact that it didn't grow is like that, Gemara says, because he didn't plant it at the right time. So Taisus has two terutzim, and the very big nafkamina halacha between the two terutzim. Taisus' first teretz is that really we are tailor the problem in the seeds. We assume that they're defective seeds. In that gemara there, nobody's fields grew. So we can't say that everybody planted defective seeds. So it must be there was something wrong with the season. But if he planted his seeds, everyone else grew, and his seeds didn't grow, then there must be something wrong with the seeds. But Taisa's second teretz is that Agamar is talking about not that just you planted it and it didn't grow, and from there that's the only hechacha that we have that there's something wrong with the seeds. We're talking about when you found out there was something wrong with the seeds. Let's say you still have some of the seeds left over and you could examine them. We found out. And Adaram, but Taisa's holds that even the Meicha knew there was something wrong with the seeds. He brings a raya from the Gemara. We won't go into that now. But Al-Kabonim, Taisa's second teretz is, it's dafka when we know there's something wrong with the seeds. The fact that they don't grow is not a raya that there's anything wrong with the seeds. There could be other sibus why the seeds don't grow. We're talking about a case where we happen to know, we happen to have a birur gomer that there's something wrong with the seeds, and the only question is, do we assume that he bought it for planting, or did he have to say he's buying it for planting? Otherwise, you could assume that he bought it for achila. Now, the Rif and the Rambam, they both are mashma, like the first teretz of Taisus, because the Rif and the Rambam both say that the case is talking about where they didn't grow by itself, but if there was another reason to believe why it didn't grow, the mashal there was hail, or something like that, then you're not chayiv and not achrayis. So it sounds like if we can't figure out any good reason why it didn't grow, we're going to assume that the seeds were defective. If we have another reason, like there was hail, then that's going to tell us that we don't have a raya the seeds were defective. So the Rosh brings this riff, and the Rambam says also the same thing, and he asks the same kasha of Taisus, that how come in the Gemara over there, where they planted and it didn't grow, we assumed that there was a problem at the time of the planting? And he says the same teretz, because there, nobody's crops grew. So that's the first teretz of Taisus. That any time you plant seeds and you don't grow, and we have no other good reason, we don't have a reason, another siba to be taila, we can't think of another cause why the seeds didn't grow, and them state that the seeds were defective. If we happen to have a siba, there could have been another reason why it didn't grow, and we know that reason, we have, baradu kadaima, there was hail, they were severe weather conditions, then we don't say the seeds were defective. But minastam you do. But other Rishayim here, the Ritva Mefurish, says like the second Teretz of Taisus, it's only talking about a case where the seeds were tested, they were tested by experts, and we know that these seeds were defective. That thus a land that they didn't grow, that's not a raya, the defective seeds. There could be other reasons why they didn't grow. The Ran is mashma something in the middle. The Ran says that if you plant it in what he calls a sada beduka v'shanim kitikunam, if we have land which is tested, we know that this land is fertile land, and we know that this year the conditions were good, then obviously the seeds were defective. But if the land wasn't the greatest land, it was trushim, was sandy land, well, the years weren't, the season wasn't the perfect weather, it wasn't the perfect weather conditions, then we say that it could have been the weather conditions. Not mashmi nida bezunda ereyesa. It's mashmi a little bit in the Ran, that if we know the conditions were optimal, then it's good. Which is someone like Taisa's second Teretz, that minastam, we could think of other sibas to be tailin. Even if we don't have a specific siba, not like Taisa's first Teretz, like the Ram and the Rift that says that we have to have a specific siba such as Barat. The Darkemesh is mashman that the Ran is arguing on the Rush. Kabbanim and Shulchan Aruch passings like the Rambam, like the Rif, that the pshat is that any time that there's no bezunder siba like Barad, you're going to assume the seeds are defective. So just I was wondering, what exactly is the Svaras HaMachlekes here? Because you can't say that if it's a suffix, if the seeds are defective or not, it's still a Mekach Tais. Okay, and he paid already. He's trying to make some money from the Mecher. That's Pashat. If there's a suffix, if the seeds were defective or not, if we have a suffix, why they didn't grow, Avada, the suffix, the Mecher will win. He already paid. The Mecher is the Mugzik. If he wants his money back, Avada, it's Oliver Raya to say that the seeds were defective. Now, the Rosh says the reason why Minastam we're going to name on its defective is, he says, La'olam telina reyesa b'zorom lefi sheyidua shekol zorom tovim tzemchem. Because everyone knows if the zorom are good, of course they'll grow. So the Shaila is, so what's the story of some achleikis? Some achleikis in Metzias. That Taisa's first teretz holds that unless you have a siba, like all the different crops didn't grow that year, or you have the barad, like the Rambam and the Rif says. So then we have an umdana, we have like a vadai, that a vadai, if they would be good, they would grow. Mashayin came to say the second teretz, and the Ritva and the Ran, they hold it's not murchach, they hold there could be other sivas why it didn't grow. So machalikas and metzias. I think the knetch is like this. Avada, if it's a suffix of the seeds with defective or not, avada, the din is, it's not a mekach tais. But when seeds don't grow, and you don't have a siba to be told why they don't grow, so this is it machalikas yishenim and shikal adas, is it the pshat that you can't make up a new siba to clear a suffix? The seeds didn't grow. Like the Rosh says, Yiduash, it's tzaymchem, if there's Rome or Taivim, don't be tzaymchem. What do you mean? What if a punk something happened that we don't know about? We can't make up a new siba. Lefanenu, we see the seeds not growing. We don't have any other reason to think why they're not growing. That tells us that they're defective. Now, Shenkin, the other Teres of Taisus, the other Rishenim hold, no. When seeds don't grow, one possibility is that they're defective. But there are other possibilities. It's not called making up a new siba. But mainly not sibas. A lot of things it takes to grow. You need seeds, you need soil, you need water. You don't know that all these things worked well. Hashem l'shikol adas, that's called by everyone to make up a new siba which you don't know about. You can't be machzik a new thing. But for neinu, they're not working. We can't be machzik a new cause that nobody knows about. But if we have a cause of fenenu to be toilin, that avada will be a suffix avada. You won't be able to get your money back. The shaila is, seeds not growing without any other known siba, does that mean that they're defective because we can't make up a new siba? Well, no, the siba said, yeah, being defective is one siba, the other siba said it's just as likely. Well, even if not just as likely, but they're likely enough, it's not called you're making up a new siba, and may a little blib a suffix. Now let's go back to the Gemara says itmar hamicha shor lechavei v'nimsa nachchen. Let's say somebody sells a shor to his friend and it's found a nachchen. Rav Amar is a mekach tais. Since the shor is a nachchen, it's a mekach tais. Shmuel says, no, it's not a mekach tais, because he could tain, I sold it to you for shchita, I sold it to you for meat, and for meat, it doesn't make a difference if it's an achin. So Mar says, v'lechze, yigav v'dezavel v'nechastel v'nechastel, yilirid yilirid ya. Now Shmam says, if he's a farmer, so obviously he's buying it for chamisha. If he's a butcher, obviously he's buying it for shchita. What's the shayla? The guy with the zavon lahachi ulahachi. It's a guy that buys it for both of them. Yeshvam says he's both a farmer and a butcher. So we don't know if he's buying this axe for his farm, he needs it for charisha, or he's buying this axe for his butcher shop, he needs it for meat, for shchita. So the Gemara says, well, actually, dami echinenu. People pay more for charisha than they do for shchita. So usually you need an axe for shchita, you pay more for it, you need a good machine. For shchita, you pay less, it's just for meat. So it's the same price. The meat is more expensive now. It's the same price as chavisha. And the Gemara fears ice. Rav says it's a mekach tais because you go basaruba. Rav people sell iridia. And Shmuel says, no, you only go basaruba, be surba. Mainalai will speak about that soon. Now, the very interesting Rishbam starting the sugya. Rishbam says, Rav says, you go basaruba, he gets his money back. It's a mekach tais. And Shmuel says, that a blibski palgu palgav a mitzi mechavei all of araya, he doesn't get his money back because Shmuel doesn't hold the roif. It's like maxim and mainly you say a mitzi of araya that mecha wins, he doesn't get his money back. And Rishbam is a kasha. Rishbam holds you paskin like sumcha. Sumcha is famous. Sumcha holds mamon amutl besafik chalkin. Whenever there's a safik, you split it. You don't go basamuchzik. And the Rishbam holds that we paskin like sumcha. Most Rishainim paskin like the rabbanon that a mitzi of araya. But the Rishbam is from the few Rishainim that holds we paskin like sumchas. So Meili is bothered by the kasha. Why is Shmuel saying a mezgal v'raya? Shmuel doesn't go basurayv. So say cholkin. Mamun amut b'saf v'cholkin. We paskin like sumchas. And for the Rishbam, that's only when it's a suffix. He says that it's any a day lebezin hey chaya amaisa. It's a suffix like shosh nogas apavanim shu b'tzunu b'tzidin that the bezin doesn't know what happened. It's a suffix to the bezin what happened. Mashenkein here. Aval hacha shonu yoyin hey chaya amaisa. Know exactly what happened. We know. He's old as shar. That we know. And we know it's an achin. That also we know. We know exactly what happened. So Sumcha says, Maida, we don't say Mamun Amutta Besaf V'cholkin. And the Rishbam's Lashin is Elaz Lina Basa Husha Tayin Yafe. We go Basa the one that Tayin is better. So Kevin the Rubalaf Klumu, since Rav is nothing, Hayla Meichel Afarish El Lekech Avala Meim Leridika Kabayle. Medlai Pirishifs it. Since Shmuel doesn't go Basa Rav, so Mamela, how could you say you bought it for Chavisha? You have to say that. You have to say you bought it for Chavisha. You can't rely on Rav. And Mamela, you didn't say it to Mamela Yamafsis. So it's not a Suffolk. It's a Vaday Mekach. It's a Vaday. It's a Vaday. It's not a Mekach Tai. It's a Vaday good to Mekach. Because you can't say that it's Chavisha because you didn't speak it out. You didn't speak it out. You lose. So what's Pshat in the Rishbam? Pshat in the Rishbam is that there's no Suffolk here. That much, if you go basarayv, memela, aybazayda mechir is called a mechir l'ridya, because ruba l'ridya. And if the mechir is a mechir l'ridya, it's a vade mekach tais. And if you don't go basarayv, so kum tais, rayv is laf klumu, so you have to renaise this l'ridya. You can't be saimach on rayv, it's l'ridya. Rayv doesn't say anything by moment. You have to renaise this l'ridya. You didn't renaise this l'ridya, it's vade not a mekach tais, it's vade l'shchita. And as I learned at the Pnei Yeshua, there's one page of Pnei Yeshua above a Basra, Lekutei Pnei Yeshua, that's how he learns up. Now he has a Shverkeit, the Gemara in Bava Kama, when it brings down the Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara there says that Rav goes Basarayv, and Shmuel says, a Maitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. Sounds like it is a Suffolk. If you say, a Maitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, that sounds like it's a Suffolk. Rav says that even by a suffik, you go against a muchzik, Rav could be mitzi from a muchzik. And Shmuel says, no, I'm mitzi mechavei all of a raya, that a suffik, you can't get your money back from the meicher. And Zog the Pnei Yeshua, ain't a chanami. The sugyim of a kama seems to learn up the machlekes Rav and Shmuel that it is a suffik. And Mamela, the reason for Shmuel is a mitzi all of a raya. But it's a suffik. It's an actual suffik. Did he buy it for shchit? Did he buy it for mechira? And you want to get your money back, you have to bring a raya that you bought it for mechira. I mean, you bought it for charisha. But the Rishbam here is going like this Gemara. This Gemara didn't say it's a Maishu of a Raya. This Gemara says that Rav says Basaruba as Linan, and Shmuel says Ki Linan Basaruba be Surub and Mamainaloi. They don't go Basaruba by Mamma, not on some Maishu of a Raya. That Rav who holds it is a Raiv, so Mela, you didn't have to read ice, you could assume that the Raiv will pass and it's Fecharisha, you didn't have to say it's Fecharisha. Shmuel holds it, there's no Raiv by Mamma, so Mela, there's no reason to say it's Fecharisha. The Mela Tzvali L'Shkita, because you didn't speak out as V'charisha. And the reason why the Rishbam learns Ad Gemara, not like the Gemara of Avakam, is because he didn't want the Sugi of Rav and Shmuel to be Laya Libid Hilchasa. He didn't want the Sugi of Rav and Shmuel to be not according to Sumchas. And mainly learned it's not a Suffolk. That's the Pei Yeshua. Now he says all the Pais can argue on the Rishbam then. Because the Pais can read Ais, the Ad Ramah says it, the Tur brings it down from the Ramah, other Rishayim say it. It's a psak in Shulchan Aruch. That this din, we paskin like Shmuel. Halachik Shmuel Bedini. We paskin, you could say, L'shchit d'mechayit d'vloch. But that's only if you paid already. If you paid and you want to get your money back, so then he could say, no, L'shchit d'mechayit d'vloch. You can't get your money back. Mashegin, if you didn't pay yet, so faket. Not only is the Reuf saying that it's for Charisha, but you're the Muchzik. So you're the Muchzik. So you have the raves on the side of the Muchzik. There, Avadar Halacha is that you're not Mechuyiv to pay. You could say it's a Mekach Tais. You can return the Shor. You don't have to pay for it. Zok to pay is sure. That's not like the Rishbam. Those who shine him old, it's a Suffolk. When he meant L'Cherisha, when he meant for Shkita. So Memela, on a Suffolk, you go bust in the Muchzik. Now Shang and the Rishbam is saying that no, it's not a Suffolk. It's a Vadai. Since we don't go basarayv, so you have to read ice for Charisha. If you didn't read ice, you're mafsid. So mail, it's a vaday. So mail, the halacha is that even if you didn't pay, you mechuyiv to pay. Ad kan the pnei Yeshua. Now, lechur, it's very shvet to me to pay Yeshua. First of all, the Rishbam himself starts off the shtickle that the pshat and shmuel, as he says, v'avli ki palgu palgu v'meis kmo v'rayv, v'afil l'sum chiz da'omeh. He starts off that the Pshat and Shmuel is, it's Palgu Palgan and Meitzim Chayel V'raya. It's Mashman is a Suffolk. And then he fears this, I feel the Sumchis, because here it's not a Suffolk. So why did he start off a Meitzim Chayel V'raya? So it's a shver to say the Rishbam argues on the Rishenim, on the Psak, that if he didn't pay, he still has to pay. A little shver to say it that way, and to say that the Rishbam, the Gemara Bava Kam, is a steer to the Gemara here. Want to maybe have a different pshat in the Rishbam. The Rishbam says that even according to Sumchas, you wouldn't say Achloikui because it's not a suffix in the Maisa. And the reason why is because Kevin the Rubel have Klumu, Lahayla, Lamechel, Lafarish, Lakech, Avon, Lamema, Laridikum, Ibayulay. Umidlai Pirish Hifsit. How does that go together with the Meitzchmel Varaya? See, I found the Gemara in Ksuvah, Stafid Bezim and Bez, has it said that Shmuel holds a Bari Vashem, a Bari Yadif. Taisus, the Gemara there discusses it. So the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha that Shmuel over here zicha holds a bari v'shem alav bari yadav. Of course, here he's saying that the lekeach can't be mitzi the mammon from the meicher. The meicher getel meshkit the mechaytavach. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, if you're going to say that Shmuel's masking a bari v'shem a bari yadav, so here the lekeach is saying bari that I bought it for charisha. That's why he's complaining. It's a mekach tais. He's saying I bought it for charisha. And the Meicher doesn't know why he bought it. The Meicher can't know why he bought it. So the Chayr, it's Bari V'Shema. Together with the Raiv of Charisha, it's also a Bari V'Shema for Charisha. So Shmuel is masking that Bari V'Shema is Bari Yodif. And that flaw is Meisif and the Kasha, he have a Bari together with the Raiv. So it could be everyone hold that Bari V'Shema and Bari with the Raiv will be together. So why don't you say Bari V'Shema, Bari Yodif? So that flaw says that it doesn't pass Bari V'Shem or Bari Adif. He's not a Bari that he bought it for Charisha. It makes no difference why he bought it. That's not the issue. What he himself was Mechavan for. Because he says, Dvarim Shalei Veinim Dvarim. It doesn't make a difference why he bought it. Because that's Dvarim Shalei Veinim Dvarim. What determines if it's Charisha or Shchita? According to Rav, Rav determines it. According to Shmuel, Cheskes Mammon determines it. What he Lameisa thought is not Negeya. So you see that flaw is naming on, similar to this Rishbam Svara. It's not a shaila what he's mechavin for. According to the Rav Reiv is Keveya. According to Shmuel, though, he says Cheskes Mammon is Keveya. So Rav Baruch Beir speaks about it. Rav Baruch Beir, the Birchas Shmuel Leifenar, Tzimin and Tess. He says sometimes the Pshat is Chazal of a Sofik, what the Lashon means. He brings the Rashi in Kedushin by Me'achshav Lach Alamed, is it Tanai or Chazara? And the Rashi explains it doesn't make a difference if he himself was Mechavin Tanai or if he himself was Mechavin Chazara, because Chazal of a Sveikah the Dina, it's a Sofik the Chazal, does a Lashon mean Tanai, does a Lashon mean Chazara? And on the tzad, the Lashon means Tanai, even if you thought Chazara, it's Tanai. And on the tzad, the Lashon means Chazara, even if you thought Tanai, it's Chazara. It's a sake of the Dina. What does the Lashon mean? Ma'akshav alach alamin. So Shaila, how do we translate this Lashon? And the sake of the Dina, what it means? And Memela, it blives a Suffolk. Dr. Baruch Ber, in such a case, you can't say Roiv, you can't say Dom Medim. It's not a question what he thought. It's a question what this Lashon means. And you say Dvarim Shleivim Dvar. But that's not our case. Then you have another case. We're going to go into this in a little bit. The Machers at Semed Vesabakar. Where it's Ba'asher that Rav people call it Semed, Semed and Abakar Bakar. And some people call also Abakar Semed. Then we have a Machlekes Rebut and the Chacham Vesay Dam Medim. There he says it's not a Sveik of the Dina on the Lashon. It's not a Sveik of the Dina on the Lashon. Some people say this Lashon. Some people say that Lashon. Me'achshav alach alamin is a Sveik of the Dina on the Lashon. Is it a Lashon of Tanai or Lashon of Chazara? Do you mean me'achshav al Tanai of alach alamin or me'achshav and then you're changing your mind to alach alamin? That's a Sveik of the Dina on the Lashon. Not a Shiloh one person uses as al Lashon or as al Lashon. The Lashon means something for everyone. The Shiloh is what? Semen and Bakar, that's not a Sveik of the Dina on the Etzim Lashon. It depends what how people use it. If people call Bakar Bakar and Semed Semed, so then it's a then Semed doesn't mean Bakar. If people call Bakar also Semed, so then it means it. If right people are Zay and Miyat Azay, so we have the question of Dama Medim. Does Dama Medim play a role here? So that's a different type of a Shaila on a Lashon. That's a Shaila of what the Lashon means. But it's not based on what the Lashon Be'etzim means, whether you can't bring any rice, it blives a Sveik of the Dina no matter what. Then the Shaila is, which type of person are you? Are you a person that uses this Lashon or that Lashon? Dr. Baruch Be'er, this case of Meichashar, it's Bechal not a Shaila in the Lashon. It's a Shaila in the Kavana. What's the Kavana of the Mechira? But Baruch Be'er is Mashmas, a Shaila Be'etzim, what was the Lekeach's Kavana? But I'm bringing from that flaw that the Lekeach's Kavana is not Negeya. And now we say Dvarim Shalvein and Dvarim. So what is the Shaila? So the Rishbam says in Nusach, it's not a mum and a mutter besafik and lavazlin and basa who should tell in Yafe. Zangach, it's not negay what this particular keach thought. The mechir be'etzim is a mechir that could go two ways. And the halacha of this mechir is that we're pushing it with the pshitas of Rav, if you hold Alchem Amamanach Rav, and if you hold Ein Alchem Amamanach Rav, we're punishing it with the pshitas of a Meitzim Chavel Varaya. The one who's the Mukzik has a right to say, I'm tining that this Mechira is a Mechira that fits my Mukzikais. The Marshal the Meicher, if he's the Mukzik, he could tine it, this Mechira is a Mechira for Shkita. And if Lekeach's a Mukzik, so he could tie that the mechir was a mechir for chamisha. You go boss it a tie in yofe. It's not the pshat that it's vada. I call the shkita because he's like perish. He doesn't say that. He says you go boss it a tie in yofe. If you go boss it raiv, so the one who has the raiv is a tie in yofe. If you don't go boss it raiv, is the mukzik the tie in yofe? But it's not a suffik. Moment a mutter b'suffik cholkin is a pshat. We have a suffik. What happened? Well, we have a suffik and then. But we have a suffix, it's either this or that. Here there's no suffix. What happened? He sold the shor. There's no sveik of the dini either. Min ad-din, is this considered a mechir for charisha or shchita? It's undetermined. And there's no way to determine it. It's not a suffix. We don't know a metziah, so we don't know halacha. It's be'etzim an indeterminate mechir. An indeterminate mechir is nifsha by misha tayin yofeh. If you hold Alchem Amanach Rav, the Rav is Peshit, the indeterminate Mechira. If you hold Ein Alchem Amanach Rav, so the Mukhzik is Peshit, the indeterminate Mechira. Now, L'chayr, it's Mamish Mukhrich, it's Mukhrich from another halacha, that it's not the pshat that we have an etzim suffix on the lekeach. What did he really mean? And that's the suffix. It's like a suffix in Metzias. Was the lekeach intending to use the shofar for harisha, or was he intending and using the shofar for shchita? We have a few rights. I mean, first of all, the Rishbam that says that it's not like sumchus. That's what he's saying. That stems with sumchus. That's what he's saying. L'chayr. It's not a suffix in the Metzias. The lekeach wasn't pirish. I'm just learning now, like the Pnei Yeshua l'chayr, that the pshat is not that he was like pirish, so it's vade l'shchita. Since he was like pirish, you go bust it a tayin yofa, and the mukzik paskins if it's for harisha or for shchita, whoever happens to be the mukzik. The other eye is this aflaw. Now, Flora says that you can't say Bari Vashem or Bari Yad. If otherwise, according to Shmuel, how could you say L'shchita Mechadlach, the one who wants to be Meitzi is a Bari Vashem and he has a Reiv? Why can't you Meitzi with a Bari Vashem and a Reiv? Suck the Pnei Yeshua, because it doesn't make a difference. He's not a Bari. Not a Bari that it's for Chayrisha. It doesn't make a difference what you really thought. So you don't have a Dim Bari. There's another case also, the Nesivus, in Reish Lama Beis, Sifkan Yud Beis, says the Klal is, we Paskin, that when somebody wins a din tayer with a suffix, al the halach of meiskol v'raya, when there's a tfisa with a tainus bari, the typhus wins. A tfisa with a tainus bari wins against a meiskol v'raya. So he says, let's say like this. Guy buys a shirt, pays for it, he's found a nachan, he comes back, he says, 1 second, mekach tais. So the meiskol tells him, no, the halach is, l'shkita mechaitavach, we don't go bus a raiv, l'shkita mechaitavach, I have to pay it back. So the lekeach goes and he grabs the money back. So what's the halacha? Is he neman with a tefisa with a tainus bari? The zogta nesivus, no. He's not neman with a tefisa with a tainus bari to say fecharisha. He says, why? Because since you didn't read ice that you want a fecharisha, mamele, you can't now go and say that you want a fecharisha. We're going to say that it's v'shkita. But what's pshat in the nesivus? The nesivus is just coming off saying what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if he didn't pay for it yet, he doesn't have to pay, because he's the mukzik. If he paid already, then the meicha is the mukzik. Then the meicha doesn't have to give it back. But if he didn't pay for it, and the nesiva says, even if the roiv would be against him, if he didn't pay for it, even if the roiv would happen to be for shchita, but he didn't pay for it, he could say, what if a charisha? Because he's the mukzik. So why doesn't tfisa help? Tfisa with a tainus bari means that he's the mukzik. Zakta Nesivis, because no, we're going to say it's v'shchita, but you don't say it's v'shchita when he's the muzik. So l'chayr, you're going to have to say like we're saying from the afloh. Because when you don't need a tainus bari, so you're the muzik. We go bust to the muzik. But when you need a tainus bari, it's not called the tainus bari. You can't say it's I'm bari for charisha. It doesn't make a difference what you really thought. So since he's the muzik, and the only way you can take from a muzik is a tefisa with the tainus bari, here it doesn't pass the tainus bari. But it does pass the mukzik. It's not the pshat that it's a vaday for shchita. Because otherwise even mukzik wouldn't work. Even when he didn't pay for it, he'd have to pay. If you can say it's vaday for shchita. Now I'm saying this word. You go bus it a tayin yafa. According to Rav, you go bus it raiv. According to Shmuel, you go bus a mukzik. But here, when the meich is a mukzik and you want to win because of tfisa, for a tfisa you need a tainus bari. There is no tainus bari here. So that's So these are the three rayas so far. One raya is the Rishbam says that you don't have this din in Sumchus, because it's not a suffix. What the case is, midlay pirish hifsin. And the Aflah says that there's no din of bari v'shema. And the Nesiva says that there's no din of tfisa with the tainus bari, even though the Nesiva doesn't explain it exactly, that's what I should believe. But l'chayr, that's what you have to say. And l'chayr, we have a fourth raya, gvaldiga raya. When the Gemara asks the Kasha, v'leg zei garva d'zavul n'chasa n'chasta, and that's halacha lemaisa. The whole shaila of the Gemara is dafka when he's a garver the zavon lahachi ulahachi. If he's a garver that buys for radya, Shmuel's maskim that it's a mekach tois. Zok the Rishbam. Ukagoyin sheyimakirim zezeh. Then vade leridya zavon. We're talking about where the meicha knew the lekech. He knows he's a farmer, and that's why we say it's leridya. The Rosh Hashanah says it. And that's what the Torah also says. The Rambam's also mashman that way, that if he's a gavre that's zavon lecharisha v'yedeya, she's zavon lecharisha, the Rambam says. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. the case of Zavin L'Charish is only when the Meicha knows about it. The Baal HaShlama says that even if the Meicha doesn't know about it, but he also says because it's Yedua L'Kail. There's a Girs in the Ram Musa Yedua. But also the Pshat, because the Meicha could have gotten this information, it was accessible to the Meicha, this information. But the Pashtus is, and this out of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that the Meicha actually has the information that he buys for Charisha. And Shaila is why? Let's say the Meicha doesn't know him at all. He walks over to the Meicha, he says, can I please buy a shor? The Meicha says, covered. He sells him a shor. He comes back, he says, it's a nachin. It's like the Meicha, so? You didn't tell me you wanted for Charisha. Raiv's for Charisha, and Nochem Amanach Raiv. And the Lekach says, but 1 second, I'm going to bring you two Edom that I'm a farmer. And that I'm not a butcher. And I never ever buy cows for shechting. I buy all my meat from the butcher. I never shecht cows. And I'm a farmer. I always need axes to plow. Halacha l'maisa, state in Shulchan Aruch, state in the Rishbam, state in the Rosh, state in the Tur. Doesn't work. It's not a mekach tois. You don't get your money back. It only is in the case where the meichan knows that he wants it for Charisha. What's the svaris adavar? If the suffix is, did he buy it for Charisha or not? We have two Edom. We know. We have two Edom that he's a farmer. We know that he bought it for Charisha. So what the meicha didn't know? Elam, are you going to say, like we said from the Pnei Yeshua, that if you don't tell the meicha, that means that you want it for Shkita Vandai? But it's not true because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. The Shulchan Aruch passes if you didn't pay. Gesundheit, you could say that you're the muchzik. You could say that, no, I bought it for Charisha. But if you paid, then you can't say because he's the muchzik. But what do you mean? It's a suffix why I bought it, right? And now I have two eidim that says that I'm a gavra deserving l'ridya. So why doesn't it work? Elamai, it does not make a difference if kameshmai agali, if you intended for Charisha or not. That's not what makes a difference. Any time in the etzem mechira, from the meicha's vantage point, it's not clear if it's Charisha or mechira. So that makes this mechira is an indeterminate mechira. And you go basa like the Rishbam calls it, hatayin yafeh. And we who pass in Elchem Amanach Harayif, you go basa muchzik. So if the meicha is the muchzik, even if klapishmai egalia, you bought it for Charisha, even if you being a rai, you bought it for Charisha. But as long as the meicha didn't know about it, so from the meicha's perspective, it was an indeterminate mechira. He ketayin a muchzik. But if the lekeach is the muchzik, you don't say, but you didn't tell me it was for Charisha. Okay, that's true. So I can't tayin on you that you have to give me back the money. L'inachisa, you didn't tell me it was an achin. You didn't tell me that it was for shkita. So you can't tayin on me to give the money. I can give you back the shor. So b'kitzur, we have three malachim. Peishua seems to learn up the Rishbam over here that the pshat is that if you go basarayiv, then it becomes vadeh for Charisha. If you don't go basarayiv, then be'etzim becomes vadeh for shkita. There's no din of ma'isu avarayi here b'chalal. Now we said a shver, the Rishbam says a ma'isu avarayi. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama, which the Peishua is saying that the Rishbam is learning the Gemara here, not like the Gemara in Bava Kama. And it certainly wouldn't stem with the Peishkim. The Peishua says, the Peishkim who say that when the lekech didn't pay yet, then fakeret, the lekech is the most, like he doesn't have to pay. Al-Karchach is not the pshat that it's a vadeh l'shchita because you don't go basarayiv. Al-Karchach, the din is al-tzameiz v'al-varayah. But that's the first possibility. Second possibility, like the Pnei Yeshua seems to say, the Friday in Ksuvus, we ask the Kasha of Bari V'Shema, that is takatoli l'maisa. What was l'kayach's intention? If l'kayach's intention happened to be l'shchita, then it's not a mekach tais. If it happened to be l'charisha, it is a mekach tais. And the Shaila is, the question of Reiv and Muchzik here, is a determination of the Lekeach's intention. But then, like the Pei Yeshua asks, you should say, Bari V'Shem Bari Yadif, on the Tzad that Shmuel held, Bari V'Shem Bari Yadif. And the flaw is, Maisif on the Kash is buried together with the Reiv L'Chari, L'Chuli Alma Bari should be Yadif. And then a Tfisa with the Tainas Bari should help. And then I asked, even if the Meicha didn't know that he's a gavra d'zav in the Ridya, but if he brings a raya later, he's a gavra d'zav in the Ridya, so we determine that v'adi yibud l'charisha, why shouldn't that help? Like that flaw says in Ksuvah Staf Yud Beis, it makes no difference what he really thought, that's Zvarin Shebeleiv. But le'in d'chisa, in the Mekach, there is a suffix as to the Kavanah Samekach. There's a chaloy suffix here. It's an indeterminate mekach. There's a suffix in the kavanas of mekach. And like the Rishbam's nusach is, we go basa to tay in yafa. So mele, according to Rav, we go basa raiv, because Rav was hocham amanach raiv. According to Shmuel, and according to what you pass in elcham amanach raiv, we go basa to muzik. But not because you have a suffix what happened, but the halacha is that about the mechir is sveikis, the muzik has a right to taina what the mechir is. Or the one who has the rave on his side, if the old Nachum Amenach rave, has a right to taina what the mechira is. That's how I understand the sugya. And now let's go into the ikka sugya of an Nachum Amenach rave. The Gemara says it's an Amen Beis, Rav Amareza Mekach Tois, Basaru Bazlinan, Vruba Liridya Zavni, Rav holds Yigol Basarav. Since rave people buy for Harisha, so Mamel that makes it the Mekach is a Mekach for Harisha, and Mamela it's a Mekach Tais, because a Shar Nachan can't be used for Harisha, and he gets his money back. He could be Maitzi from a Mugzik with a rave. Ushmuel Amalach Kiaz Lina Basaruba be Surah Bamamaina Light. You only go Basarav by Isser, not by Mammon. And the Rishbam says, you don't go Basarav by Mammon, el Basa Mugzik. You go Basarav Mugzik. That's the Pashto say, learn it's also Maitzi from Elva Ryan, like it says in Bava Kama. So the shaila is, why don't you go basarayv by mammon? Why does Shmuel hold that way and we paskin that way? Why don't you go basarayv by mammon? What's the difference mammon and kol atayr kul that you go basarayv? So kipshut do you learn? Rayv is takim avar. You could be saimach and rayv lagambi isurim. But it's not a vaday. It's not mamish a vaday. There's a famous taisis arash above mitziyat avavim abeyiz lagambi asiri vaday v'loy asiri safik. That even when you have a rave, it's not called a vadai. Rave could be mavar, a suffix, but it's not a vadai. It's still a suffix. Now you could be saimichan rave. So lagabi yisurim, there's a din. You could be saimichan rave. Mashayke lagabi mammon to be meitzi from a muchzik. Shmuel holds in svara that does lane that you have a rave to be saimichan is not enough to be meitzi from a muchzik. To be meitzi from a muchzik, you need a vadai. Hamaitzuch vel verai is mechayev that you need a vadai. As I will make again, Zagin. Now, Taisus in Sanhedrin, Nav Gimel Mebeis, and in Aminiach, and Bava Kamadav Chav Zayin Mebeis, asks Akasha that we find that even by Dinin Nefashis, you go Basarav. Now, by Dinin Nefashis, Avadi, you need a Vadai. Dinin Nefashis, you can't kill someone if it's not a Vadai. And more than that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nav Gimel Mebeis, the Gemara was learning out the pasuk of Achiram Mahatis. That's the pasuk that's the Makar, the Gemara in Chulin Daftes. It's a Makar that you go Basarav is Achiram Mahatis. That teaches you that you go Basarav. And the Gemara says that pasuk is Tumad Dinin Nefashis. So the Gemara says, so how do you know that by Dinin Mammon is you go Basarav? So the Gemara says, Kavachaymer. If you go Basarav by Dinin Nefashis, Kavachaymer, you go Basarav by Dinin Nefashis, Kavachaymer, if they on him. Two dayanim say chayiv and one dayan says pati. You could say chayiv, you go basarav dayanim by dine memainis also kavachayimif and dine nefashis. The pasuk's talking about could you be saimach on the majority of dayanim, and from there you learn out the din of raiv of kalatayr kula. So, frak taisis, it's mefurish in the Gemara that if you go basarav by dine nefashis, the kavachayim, you go basarav by dine memainis. So how does it stem with the klal of an olcham amenach rayv? A gavaldig shayla. Taisa says, don't say that a ruba the lesser kaman is different than a ruba the issa kaman. Maybe it's only a ruba the issa kaman, a rayv that you could count in front of you like the dayanim. That's when you go bas a rayv by dinim minus and by dinim afashis. But a ruba the lesser kaman, a rayv that you can't count. You just know that there's a rayv that way. Like rayv l'ridyu would be that way. Rav Nashim Besulis Nisa said the Gemara says will be that way. All these different raves will be that way. It's a rave that you can count. It's a Ruba the lesser come on. But he says the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the 8th Perek, in Perek Ben Seir Umayra, in Dav Samach Tes, in Sanhedrin, is Mavur that you go bas a rave even by Ruba the lesser come on. One of the cases is that let's say you have a girl, that someone was Mekadosh the girl, she's still a girl. And the Kedushin is Chala, father was Mekabel Kedushin. And someone is Baila, he's Baila Nashis, is she given Misa? Why, maybe she's an islandess and the Kedushin's not Chala, it's a Mekach Tais. Teret says, you go Basarav, and rave women are not islandess. As I state in Gemara Ben Sayyamar, so you see, even the Ruba the Lesser come on, you go Basarav, and that's even by Dina Nefashis, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel says, that if you go basarayv, but din nefashis kavachayim, but din mammonis, how does it stem with an olcham mammonach arayv? is the machlokes Taisus and Sanhedrin and Taisim of a Kama and answer this kasha. Taisus and Sanhedrin says that Tzorich Loima the Ruba Lerib is even like Choshev Kihanach Ruba. Ruba Leradi is not as good as he's right. Hilch Leich Sachinan Ahach Ruba Dinim Amainis. Which sounds like, and it's Negei Alachal Lameisa, that really we go Basa Reiv by Mammon. There's something wrong with this Reiv, the particular Reiv that Rav and Shmuel are discussing. There's something wrong with it. It's a Reiv which is not as Choshev. It's good enough for Yisurim. It's not good enough for Mammonis. And Taisus is very sasim. What's wrong with the Reiv of Ruba Zavni? He says, even a Ruba Delesa, come on, you go Basa Reiv, by Dina Nefashis and by Dina Mammonis. But Ruba Leridi is epis worse. What's epis? Why is the Ruba Leridi worse than any other Reiv? Not clear. Achreinim speak about it. The Shev Shmeinza, it's in Shmeinza, Dalin, Perik Vav, he says as Asvar, he brings from the Ramban and the Ridva in Kedushin, Andaf Nun, where there the Gemara discusses, if you chayshin l'sivloinais, if someone gave sivloinais, is that a rayu is makadish, sivloinais are the presents that are usually given to a kala. And it says, the case is that roif people, they first the makadish the isha, and then they give sivloinais. I mean, the other way. The Gemara says, chayshish l'sivloinais, even if roif people first give sivloinais and then a makadish, but if there's a miyat of people that are first makadish and then give savoinis, v'chayshish for the savoinis, v'chayshish that he was makadish. Maybe he's from the miyat that was makadish and then gave savoinis. So the question is, why do we go by Sarayiv? Why are we afraid that the savoinis indicate kedushin because of the miyat of people that first are makadish and then give savoinis? Why don't we go by Sarayiv? Why don't we say, Rayiv people give savoinis and then makadish? So we should go by Sarayiv, Rayiv should paskin that she was not yet Mekudeshes. So the Ramban and the Ritva also says there that there's a chilik between a Reiv that's a Teva, even in Ruba de Lesser Kaman. There's a Ruba de Lesser Kaman that's a Teva. We know, scientifically, that's the nature. Reiv Behemoth aren't Trafis, Reiv Nashim aren't Islandis, Reiv Vladis are not Nephilim. That's a nature. That's a good Reiv. Mashayin Kane, the Reiv that gives Sivloinus before Kedushin, that depends on Minig. That's not a Reiv that's a natural thing. That's what happens to be what people do. That's the Minig. But such a Reiv is less of a Reiv. It's not a Reiv that we could count. It's a Reiv that we know about. But a Reiv that we know about, which is based on a natural phenomenon, that's a good Reiv. A Reiv that's based on what people happen to do, that's less of a Reiv. That's a Vinziger Reiv. There was a shtickel mashma that there's no that rave doesn't work altogether. The Ramban is very clear that rave does work. It's just the chayim reveshes ish. We're not saying on that rave. Look at me, the chayim reveshes ish. So that's how the Shmeitzel learns the Taisus and Sanhedrin. The rave l'ridya is not a natural thing that most people need shvarim for ridya, not for nechasta. It's a meaning that's what most people do. Most people use shvarim for ridya, not for nechasta. It happens to be. That's not a chash of a rave. So Vaisis, it is a rave. And Yisurim, you go about it as rave. But that rave is missing in the Vadoyis of rave to be Maitzi Mammon. Now the Shmaitz in Perek Zayin is bothered that our sugya brings a lot of other raves into this machlekes. It brings the rave of rave, Nashim Besulis Nisis, and rave Paris Vladis Malion Yoldan, and other rave which wouldn't seem to have this gray yisum. And he says the chayyik can have to learn b'deichik, and he brings other rishayim that anyway say this, that the kashas of the Gemara was not necessarily a kasha and Rav, could be a kasha and Shmuel also, because these rave even Shmuel should be maskim too. And the chinami, the Gemara is kasha asked than Rav, because it's more clear that it's a kasha and Rav. Rav says clearly, you go bas a rave l'rinya, kol shken you go bas in these raves. But could be any chinami, could be it's a kasha, even l'tameich, even according to Shmuel it's a kasha, because these rave are good raves. And everyone's masking to go bust in these raves. But the Gemara has a teretz, why you don't go bust in the rave? But that's the sheet of Taisus and Sanhedrin. And it would come out that any other rave besides the rave that has this problem of rave l'ridya, you would go bust any other rave. But the Schweitzer brings that the Arkam Rishainim and Amafurish not the way he brings Befrat the Rishainim that are bothered by the Kasha, by Matzatinik Mushlech Be'er, the Gemara in Ksuvus Naftazvav, which talks about when you have rave of the city, Ayid and Amir Agayim, him chuyiv to be meshiv the Aveda. And they ask the Kasha, why don't you say an Alchem Amanach Haroyiv? They give Terutzim, but they don't say that this Roiv, everyone's masking Yigobas, it's a regular Roiv, the other Rav, it's even a Ruba Dissa, come on. Vaisles, these Rishayim held that the problem of an Alchem Amanach Haroyiv is even my regular Roiv. So back to the Kasha, if by any good Roiv, you say an Alchem Amanach Haroyiv, what do you mean? There's a din of Acheram Lahates by din in Nefashis. And Roiv works by din in Nefashis. And the Gemara says, if Roiv works by din in Nefashis, Kavachayim, it should work by din in Mamaynis. So you see, go Basa Roiv. So any answer is Kasha. So here we get to the Taizim of a Kama. Taizim of a Kama, L'chayis Chaylik on Taizim Sanhedrin. That's how the Shmaitzer learns. And Taizim of a Kama has the same Kasha. And Taizim says, Yesh laima da asam gaba de yanim shani de chash of mi et de du kamaisha enoi. Vileka la meima hasam uka meina becheskis mori da bezdin mafke mine. Ava gaba shai mamma de kamid vachazaka loya zlina basaruba. By the case of Dayanim, the miyad is command alessa. The miyad doesn't exist. And it's not a problem that Rav is being mitzi mammon because the bezdin's being mitzi mammon. When you have a Rav trying to be mitzi mammon, can I get a muchzik? You go bus a muchzik, you can't be mitzi mammon with a Rav. That's what Tess says in Taisus. What's the beer out of it? What does Taisus mean that the Rav by bezdin is a miyad is kamishainai? So the Geshmak Ashtikl from Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashasim of the Kama and Ameniach. And he says like this, we find in Raiv two separate dinim what Raiv does. We find in Raiv the din that Raiv is Mavar the Suffolk. When Raiv says one way and the Miyat says the other way, we Mavar the Suffolk, I'll be the Raiv. You have Teshach Anuyas, Raiv Akasha, a Miyat is Treif. So the Pshat is that we say that the Miyat is Kasher, I'll be the Raiv. And then we have Stam, the din of Bittul Bereif, and the din of Rubei Kekulei, which has nothing to do with Sveikis. Let's say when you shecht the animal, and you shecht the simen, you shecht Reiv of the simen, we say Rubei Kekulei. Not a din of Safik, but a blime is completely geshachten. Also you find in a Bittul Bereif. Let's say you have Balach Balach. See, by Yavish B'Yavish we could say it's a Bir of Reiv. Yavish B'Yavish means when we have three different Chatichas, and one is Treif, and two are Kasher, maybe the pshat and Rav there is that the pshat is we assume each piece that you're eating is coming from the Rav. And not everyone holds that way. The Rosh holds you can eat all three pieces at the same time. But balach, balach is ichah that way. When you have a piece of milk that falls into shishim of meat, well, let's say it's mim b'minai. Let's say you have a piece of nevela which gets all mixed together, lach, balach, into shera. Within the pshat, you say bittul b'rayiv. So there's no suffik, but you go bas b'rayiv. When do you see two dinim? And one pasuk of Acharam Lahad, this rektib chayim, when do you see two dinim? The din that rayiv's mevar is suffik, and the din of bittul b'rayiv. Rektib chayim geshmak. We need two things in order to get a psak from bezdin. When you have a bezdin, let's say by nefashis, the 23 people in the bezdin, 13 say that it's chayiv misa, 10 Dayanim say the Pata for Misa, and we kill him. We need to say two things. Aleph, we need to say that the 13 are right and the 10 are wrong. You have 13 Dayanim saying one way, 10 Dayanim saying the other way. So we have to know who's right. Acharam Lahatis. We say that the Rav wins. If Rav is saying Azai and Mir Azai, Mustama the Rav is right. That's the din of Rav being Mavar the Suffolk. But even if we know the 13 Dayanim are right, but you need 23 Dayanim to say that he's Chayiv Misa. 13 is not enough, even if they're right. There's a din, you need a bezin of 23 to Mechayiv. How do you have, even if the 10 Dayanim are wrong, we prove them that they're wrong. Because we have a Rav. The Rav says we can assume the 13 is right, not the 10. But how are you going to be able to kill him? You don't have 23 Dayanim being Mechayiv. There's a din of Rubei Kekulei. There's a din of Bittul B'Rav. When you have a Sanhedrin, and Rav of the Dayanim is saying Chayiv, that means the Sanhedrin B'cholos is saying Chayiv, that's Kila, all 23 Dayanim is saying Chayiv. The Miyat is Batul B'Rayiv, Rubei Kekulei, we don't count the Miyat B'chol, we have 23 Dayanim, the whole Sanhedrin is saying that it's Chayiv. So you see both Dinim. So Zagdi B'chayim, this Kasha, that the Taisis asked, how could you say, Nochem Amman Acharayiv, what am Da'acharayim Lahatayis? Taisis Kasha was only on the Rav of Bir. By Sveikis, Rav is not genug to be Mavar, even though Rav is Mavar. But it's not enough, it's not good enough, it's not a Vade enough to Yemaitzi from a Mochzik. But Lagabi, they didn't Ruba Kakula, Avadi will say that by Mammonis also. Avadi goes, there is no Safik B'chlal. The Rav takes care of the meat, Klal no Klal. So what's Taisis Kasha, that if in Halkum Mammonach Rav, so how come by Sanhedrin to go by the Rav? Teretz says, by Sanhedrin, you also have the second din. Ramaisa, how does the Sanhedrin know they're right? Rav say that he's chayiv, and the Miyad says you're part. How does the Sanhedrin be saying that the Rav is right? Maybe the Miyad is right. So what's the Teretz? Emphatizes, you have the din of Ruba Kekulai. You have the din of Ruba Kekulai, and the Sanhedrin Mechlolius is passing chayiv. So it's Keilu, the Miyad is not a chaylik of the Sanhedrin. It means the Rai, he says, the Rambam says, that let's say Sanhedrin in one door paskins one way, and the Sanhedrin in the next door, which is not as great as the Sanhedrin in the previous door, wants to paskin the other way, they can paskin the other way. So the Rav is a Kayach of Sanhedrin, because the Rubik Kulay, the Miyat don't have a Kayach of Sanhedrin. So that's the Pshan in the Taisus where he says that Shani Sanhedrin, Shani Dayanim, the Chosh of Mid Du Kamesh Einoi, for like the Lamei Mahasam Uke Mayna Mecheskes Mari, the Bez the Mafkimine. The Ayadayim, the Bin of Bittel Berayiv, anyone who's saying, not like the Rayiv of the Sanhedrin, is not considered that the Sanhedrin is saying it. Because the Sanhedrin Mecholius is saying that like the Rayiv. So Mela, they could pask in the way they want, even without the time of Rayiv. If that's true, so what's the makar for the din that Rav is Mavar Safik? Maybe Rav is not Mavar Safik. All you have is din of Rubik Kekulai. And the reason why the Sanhedrin is allowed to be Mechayev, allowed to do like the Rav, is because the Rav is the Sanhedrin. Rubik Kekulai makes the din of Bittul B'Rav, makes it the whole Sanhedrin is saying that way. And the Cholkim, they're not a part of the Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin is allowed to act without the Chok and without the Din of Rav. In other words, Miman of Shuch. If you're telling me the Din of Ruba Kekula is enough, because we're saying that the Miyah doesn't count, they're not a part of the Sanhedrin, so we don't have to reckon with the Day of Bechlau, not mitzad the Din that Rav is Mavar. So Ibezei, had the Gemara ever learn out the Din that Rav is Mavar Safik? Elam, are you going to tell me you need both Dinim like we said before? You need the Din of Ruba Kekula, but you still need the din of Rav to say that the Rav is right. And you need the din of Ruba Kekulai to say that we have the whole Sanhedrin saying so. So Ibezai, the din that Rav is Mavar doesn't work to be Maitzi Mammon. So how are we Maitzi Mammon? Hazak Deb Chaim like this. In order to be called that this Sanhedrin was Mavar the din, the Rav of the Sanhedrin has to know that they're right. Because it's one big Sanhedrin. And if the pshat is, you have a Rav and a Miyat, and Rav is not called a beer, so Kumdai says an engine can't pass in the din. Even the Rav can't pass in the way they pass in, because in this Sanhedrin goof it is a Miyat. And how does the Rav know that they're right? Maybe the Miyat's right? Al-Karcha could all start from the fact that Rav could be Mavira Suffolk. But once Rav is Mavira Suffolk, so Mamela Mitzad, this Sanhedrin, the Rav could say they're right. Then is how the din of Bittul B'Rayif and the meat of Sanhedrin are gone. And once the meat of Sanhedrin is gone, like Taisa says, the meat is Kamisha Einayas, the din of Bittul B'Rayif, so you're not being Maitzi Mamma Basarayif. It started off with the din of Rayif being Mavar. But once the din of the Rayif is Mavar, that creates the din of Bittul B'Rayif, and the din of Bittul B'Rayif means that there is no meat anymore. So, well, that works for Mamanis and the Fashis for everything. That's a Vaday Gomer. Those are the Gevaldige Shtickel from Reb Chaim. Now, one thing we still have to be masba. Eshmaitz is bothered. Okay, this din that the Miyat's Kamisha'ena, Yubezin, Hudumavkim, and Maina, however, we're going to learn up the Svara. That explains why it's not a steer at the Noch Mamana Harayiv that when two Dayanim say Chayiv and one Dayan says Patu Ameitzi Maman, that's because, like Reb Chaim says, the din of Bittul B'Rayiv, you need the din of Bimavarayiv to make the din of Bittul B'Rayiv. We explained that already. But what do we do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes that says you go bas the Rav of Ruben the Lesser come on? That Rav Nashim aren't islandists, and other cases of Ruben the Lesser come on that we say over there by Nefashis. You find the din Makkah of the Imai, Makal of the Imai, the Gemara Sakasha, must be a raya from that halacha that you go b'aser raya, because no malav avivu. How do we know it's his father? Elamayk is raya bilas alech achar abal, the gemara in chulin. Pashtel zich the kasha, there you have a miyat. You don't have this taina. So why don't we chayshish for a miyat? How could we go b'aser raya and alcham aman achar raya? If by nefashis we go b'aser raya, so kolshke ma'amon you should go b'aser raya. What's the teretz? Zog de shmeitza, the Rambam says in Perek Tzayin Chesed Halacha Vav that you only need to wait them for Malkus b'shas Maisa. But the Isser Atzmei Bein Echad Yuchzak. Let's say an Echad says this is Chaylev. Or, this Isha is a Grusha or a Zayna. And then Edim saw him eat this Chaylev, or Kayin Bibayal the Grusha and the Zayna. So he gets Malkus, he gets... Because once the Ein Echad said it, it became Huchzak that way, and that turned into a Vadai. And he says, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin, Solkan al HaChazakis, that let's say we see a family and we understand that this is their children, we don't know for sure, but they're Karach HaChareh, so we have the Chazaka, we could use that for Skila. Why? Because it already became Huchzak. So he says like this, so that's why LaMashal, the Isha, the girl, that is Makadisha, maybe she's an islandess, but the Rav says she's not an islandess. So the Rav made her a Huchzak Eishas Ish. Once she's a Huchzak Eishas Ish, we don't clear a Suffolk anymore. It's not a Rav directly on the Shaila of Yishchayiv Misa. The Rav is on a previous Shaila. Is there an Isser Eishas Ish here? And the Rav Paskins there is, just like Ein Echad. The Paskins it's Chaylev, and now you get Malkus if you eat it. The Ein Echad Paskins, she's a Grushin Zayin, and now you get Malkus if you marry her. So the Rav also Paskins in the Isser beforehand, and it becomes Huchzak, and now you could be mamus on the Huchzak. That's what the Shmaitza says. So Batsim, you don't go about some Raiv by Dina Mamanis and Dina Nefashis. But Raiv, the Gemara says in Daf Samachtes, you go about the Raiv by Dina Nefashis, is originally to make the Issa Huchzak. There, the Raiv makes this a Huchzak, and then you saw Kanal HaChazakis. That's how the Shmaitza learns. It's in Shmaitza Dalit Perinches. The Kunches HaSveikis, his brother, also speaks about it by Richus. He got to have this. Shmaitza told him this teretz, and he had kashas on this teretz, and it's in Kunches HaSveikis and Klavav. But that's a Shmaitza's vort. Legabi the Sanhedrin, you have Taisa's vort of Miyat Kimisha'ena that we explained to Rab Chaim, and Legabi the other Dine Raiv. You see, if I'm a mammon, it's also such a thing. Lamashal, it says that you give the Aviya Nara Chamishim Kesef. Is in mammon. How do I know it's the father of the Nara? Einochim a mammon achir Raiv. So the Chayyid of Shmaitza's vort of Huchzai. The Rav already said it's the father. So Shanga Paskin, I'll be the Rav, it's the father. Now you can even be Maitzi Mamam because it's Huchzak that way. That's the Shmaitz's Vart on the Sugya.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.